Florida legalizes stuffing kids who wear masks into lockers, giving them wedgies. Tallahassee, Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has just signed into law a bill that legalizes stuffing kids who wear masks into lockers, giving them wedgies, and putting them into trash cans upside down. While previously these actions would have been prosecutable under charges like assault, battery, and false imprisonment, they are now legal actions to take, as long as you're a student bullying other students for wearing masks. In other states, you can get detention or even criminal charges for this kind of bullying, but not on my watch. Here in the free state of Florida, you can do whatever you want to those dweebs, said DeSantis. DeSantis says the measure will intimidate kids who still want to wear masks, making them into men or women, the only two genders you can be. Lock them up! Lock them up! He shouted, leading the crowd into the chant. You're also allowed to push their books and papers out of their hands and say, "Nice going, Nimrod!" And then high-five your buddy Steve as you walk away triumphantly, and they scramble to pick up their papers, blowing away in the strong Florida winds. Biden announces increased spending on Schmerber, Rooster Murphins, and Blob Trusels. Washington, D.C. Addressing lawmakers from both sides of the aisle, President Joe Biden began his State of the Union speech by announcing a bold plan to increase spending on Schmerber, Rooster Murphins, and Blob Trusels. Not only will we fight inflation by increasing government spending on these invaluable problems, said the president, passionately teetering to one side, but we will also make sure every man, woman, and sharp receives quality, affordable spookle. Senator Chuck Schumer applauded Biden's spending plan, giving it a standing ovation. Later, when asked to comment on any particulars regarding the speech, the Democrat senator said he was confident there would be overwhelming bipartisan support for thrillers. Nancy Pelosi appeared distraught during this specific part of the speech. Sources claim the Democrat Speaker of the House was caught off guard, having not previously purchased shares in any of the endeavors mentioned by the Commander-in-Chief, including Volber Blumps. Not all lawmakers were in favor of Biden's new initiative. During a pivotal moment in the eloquent speech, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert was booed after standing up and shouting, "What are you saying? We don't understand any of those words. Are you okay?" Despite the disrespectful interruption, the bright-eyed, quick-witted President of the United States of America continued his oration, words flowing from his mouth like honey from an angel's wings. The final words of this truly memorable State of the Union address may go down in history as the finest line in presidential history.
You're being rude. You're fake news.